Since I've been back, I've just been thinking back on it and the whole build up, the training, and just how it all went in a whole. And I'm just really glad to be back and just really happy that we got the result.
But it's a great opportunity, wasn't it, for you to represent Philippines and actually represent them at the Southeast Asian Games?
Yeah, it was great. Like getting to the Southeast Asian Games, like first off finding out that I'd be boxing for the Philippines in that such a major tournament. You know, like it was absolutely amazing.
We spoke about the preparation beforehand with the Philippine boxing team. How was it really? Was it a total difference, almost a culture shock for you compared with the Army boxing team training?
Yes, everything was different. Like the culture, the weather, the heat. Like when we're training in Baguio City, like the altitude there was 5,000 feet above sea level, and we're just training there, and then we're moving down to Manila, and then we went to China for a training camp over there, sparring with their national team, and there's Kazakhstan with us as well, and a few other international teams. Where else? And then we went back over to the Philippines, and then obviously we went to Malaysia for the tournament.
And when you're in the tournament going into it, do you actually imagine that you would end up with that gold medal?
No, I didn't. Obviously my penultimate goal was to get that gold medal, but obviously we focused on the small things first, like obviously the preparation before the bouts, the pre-bout training, like obviously the every bout that I needed to get through, and all the little steps to get through that next bout, to get to the next one, to the next one, till we finally get to that gold medal bout.
And the gold medal bout, you got it done and dusted, what was it, less than 30 seconds? Really quick, wasn't it, in the end?
Yeah, it was. I was studying them. I watched them a little bit, obviously, the night before we had the finals, and like there's a lot of pressure on me. Obviously, every bout there's a lot of pressure, and just thought we'd come too far and sacrificed too much to just let it all go. I wasn't going to get out of that ring without that gold. I just gave everything. I was going to get in there and give everything, just like always, and like I'm just fortunate that I came out with the gold.
Yeah, you're up against some of the quality boxers, weren't you, in the early rounds and in the final. You had the home nation boxer you're taking on as well. Did you feel that pressure?
Yes, massively. Like obviously in the quarters we had the Cambodian Cuban, in the semi-finals we had Thailand, and then the finals we had the host country Malaysia, and there was obviously some dodgy decisions, like because it was the host country, and like yeah, I felt the pressure obviously because he's our home boxer, he's fighting on his home ground in front of his home crowd, and yeah, there was a lot of pressure there for me, but obviously I just tried to keep my eyes on the prize and focus, and then we got the job done.
Certainly a big confidence builder for you, winning gold, Southeast Asian Games, coming back now to the own boxing team. You can take that into the new season.
Yes, obviously it's another stepping stone, it's another thing I've accomplished in my boxing career, it's just another thing which I can add, and obviously now we're just going to be focusing on working with the Army boxing team and like just building myself up to obviously this coming season.
And obviously winning the gold for Philippines, you had to deal then with a bit of a celebrity culture, didn't you? Suddenly become a bit of a celeb in the Philippines with TV interviews, TV shows.
Yeah, there was a lot of interviews and a lot of pictures, and there was a lot of fans and stuff just wanting pictures and stuff, but we got it all done. There was so much actually, it's quite hard to, but just had to get on with it.
Have you had a chance to have a bit of a rest?
No, not really. No, since I've got back, it's probably the most I've rested since I left a few months ago. But we've been going like all season now, like with the Army boxing team, and then I went to the Philippines. I haven't really had much of a chance to rest, like mentally. But now I'm resting.
Bit of a rest, then you'll be back in training with the Army boxing team. Do you know when you've got a fight penciled into the diary yet?
No, not yet. I'm just obviously going to wait out for our head coach to give me like the green light for when we're going to be going again. But I'll just be ticking myself over and bringing myself up to speed, obviously sharpening my tools, ready for when he gives us that green light for the next bout that'll be coming up.